Blog Talk Radio.
To the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Can you believe it? It's a new year. New year, 2019.
2019.
Well, I have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the New Year's resolution. The topic, do you believe your New Year's resolution goals should be minimum? Before that, I want to talk about the music that you're hearing. That's Shani Maria Holtz. She's open for bookings, appointments, or any type of occasion. Not any type of occasion, sorry about that. I would say for special events. She's really, really good, upcoming artist. And during the shows and episode, God said the same, I would be adding more songs a little bit here and there. But she has quite a few songs, tons of songs, actually. She's a really good person. And make sure you guys check out on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Shani Maria Holtz. Also, guys, don't forget about the CBD Pure, okay? It's very, very, very important. I talked about the CBD Pure when it first came out, and then I'm getting a lot of, still getting questions about it, and a lot of people are trying it now, and they're seeing the difference in it. CBD Pure. Now, the CBD Pure, it has more of a taste like a vegetable, like an olive oil, tastes similar to greens, and it works. It works. Make sure you guys go to steviehelps.me, and it'll take you to that site, the CBD Pure. Like I said, for me playing sports, the inflammation and pain, it definitely has a decrease versus years ago. We're not having this, and I'm very, very happy that I have it. You know, thank God for that, because I've been in a lot of pain, and I know just not me, just not with football. A lot of individuals out there have car accidents or just, you know, anything that you, even young, you've getting broken fingers, legs, whatever it may be. And it's good for, if you're not getting your rest that you should have, it's definitely good for that too. Inflammation, like I say, pain. It's really good stuff, and I'll explain more to it in days to come. Also, too, I was at home during the New Year's, basically from Christmas to New Year's, and there's a few condolences out there. Jonathan Bradley, just call him Pete back at home, my classmate, he passed away. Also, to one of Jesse James Parks, his sister. She passed away. Angela Parks, she passed away. This all happened during Christmas time, back to back. And condolences goes out to them, their family. And it's amazing that the older you get, you still feel young mentally. And still, that's a young age for them to go. But God has the final answer. Jesus Christ, you all know that. If you don't, you will know. So for those families, it's a really sad time back in my little hometown, Jonesboro, Louisiana, where I was born and raised. And we just pray that those families keep pushing through. And other families that's actually going through the same thing with death. And in the future, I will talk about that, too, as a topic. I also, too, want to talk about Kwame Lassiter. I played football with Kwame. I drafted 93 to the Cardinals, and the same year I ended up going to the Jets and back to the Cardinals with Buddy Ryan. And Kwame came in, it's around 96, yes, in that area, and 97. Kwame was a really, really good football player. Kwame was a leader, okay? He wasn't a follower. That's what's wrong with a lot of men today. We followers. Turn out the followers. We're afraid to lead, so we're just a bunch of do-boys. That's wrong with a lot of men today. You're falling in places where you know you don't should, where you know you shouldn't be, but you're just doing it anyway. I'm not going to get pissed off about that, but it's, you know, that's another topic also. I would say that he was definitely a leader, very good person, and that's a shocker because Kwame stayed in shape. When I saw him, every time I saw him doing the Super Bowl events, and when I would go out to Arizona, I see him every now and then when I go out there, and he would actually, you know, he kept himself in shape. And Arthur, too, was a really, really good golfer. Really good golfer. And I used to talk to him about golf. We would talk on the phone every now and then about golf. But it's something when you have someone that's keeping himself in shape and having a heart attack, supposedly on a treadmill out in Scottsdale. That's a scary situation. I even had a guy call me, I won't call his name, another NFL athlete. He talked about how he's just afraid to even work out now. I talked to another athlete. He was saying, well, you can't work out as much as we used to because we used to work out a lot. Playing any professional sport, any sports period, just collegiate, you're still going to have to, it's a lot of running involved and keeping yourself in shape. But this guy called me. He was just saying that, man, he says, I'm just scared. Because the fact is, it's a lot of things goes on behind the scenes with sports. Especially back when I was playing, that you have to make sure you keep yourself on the football field. And they always said you can't make the club being in the tub. And the tub can mean if you're in a tub, you mean that you're trying to get treatment. Can't make the club that way. So we did as much as we could to keep ourselves on that football field. A lot of guys played injured, hurt, broken wrist. Like I said, I'm not going to call any names, but they were out there playing because they knew their job could be in jeopardy. So, mentally, and this has been a rough, I would say, Christmas and New Year's. You know, I talked about during the show before, I said a lot of us were talking about Thanksgiving, and I said a lot of us won't make it to Christmas. I know it's going to hit home. It hits people that close to people I knew or that I know. But like I said, condolences going out to his family that you guys sent on Instagram. It's amazing. Truly amazing. Yeah, he was that type of, he was a good person. Like I said, all our prayers go out to the King. Our prayers going out to Jonathan Browley, Angela Parks, or Jesse Parks, who's a quarterback for mine in high school. And Kwame Lassiter. Okay. We have to keep living, keep praying, keep moving forward. One thing for sure, we're all going. We don't know where we're going, but we're going that way. Keep our prayers up, and we don't want to go soon, of course, but we never know what God's plan is. Okay? God has a reason for every day, every breath, every second. He has a reason for it. Like I said before, I said a couple of shows ago, we're not in control. So you idiot if you think you are. You do what you can do while you're here. All right, let's walk it through and get into the show. The topic, do you believe your New Year's resolution goals should be minimum? Okay, first of all, before I start that, before I give you my answer, I would say that the definition of resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. Okay, it's a firm decision to do or not to do something. Firm decision. That's funny because you're going to see that firm decision don't hold up at all. Okay, but it's a definition. But many of us, many of us avoid that. We avoid that decision. Okay, we'll say it again. The definition of resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, now I'm going to read you some Bible verses and then I'll get to my. We'll start rock and roll, and I'll tell you my opinion on that. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 17 verses. These are for the believers. And for your unbelievers, as time goes on in life, you will be an unbeliever. If not, you're in trouble. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, 17 verse. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. I'm going to read that again. That's something to think about. It says, 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, 17 verse. 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Okay? So, sometime in life, we just have to start over. We have to start over. You have to start over in life. No matter what's going on today, well, today's matter, whatever you've gone through or you pushed through, it was a struggle going through the day, is a new beginning tomorrow. And you have to stay focused on that, on the new beginning. It's very important. You have to stay focused on that. I'm going to go down to Ephesians 4th chapter, 22nd through 24th verses. This is pretty deep. Okay? You were taught, you say you, I say us, we were taught with regard to your former way of life. Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Okay? I'm going to read that again. Ephesians 4th chapter, 22nd to 24th verse, it says that you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. 23. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. And you see, as we're going through the show, you see that conquering or achieving a resolution, be able to program your mind, basically in a golf swing. When I'm teaching golf, I do teach golf, but when I'm teaching golf, the kids or adults, I always let them know, I said, listen, whatever your mind is thinking right now, it's not right, according to the golf swing. Just follow, I want your mind to follow what I'm doing. Just follow me, and then you'll see it. It's the same way we have to do when we're achieving a New Year's resolution, to achieve it. You have to clean your mind up and be willing to change. But the problem with us as adults, a lot of us, we're afraid to change. We're afraid to make that change, and that's why a lot of our resolutions that we have, most of them are too much on the table, and they fall short. Okay. It says, 24th verse, Ephesians 4th chapter to 27 to 24th verse, originally 22 to 23, 24, it says, and to put on the new self created to be like God in the true righteous and holiness. Okay? Put on the true self. Make sure, what it's saying is that make sure, these verses we're saying, make sure that when you're achieving these goals, have your mind, body, and spirit clean to achieve them. You have to stay focused. You have to do that. Hold on 1 second. I have a caller coming in. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Stevie, this is Ryan Young, but I'm a former teammate. How was everything this evening?
Audience, let me tell you, for your listeners, this is the boss man right here. This is Ryan Yarbrough, boss man of the world. Ryan Yarbrough.
Be so kind. Be so kind.
Man, it's awesome to hear your voice, man. Ryan Yarbrough is from the show. Is it the Show Me State? That's what you call it up there?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that's the wrong state, right? I got it wrong. Okay. he's from the Windy City. That's what it is?
There you go.
Okay. Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Ryan played with me. We played together in New York with the Jets. And this guy here is awesome. Awesome guy and good person. And Ryan got drafted in the very high rounds in from Wyoming State, right?
Yeah, the University of Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, University of Wyoming. So how you been, man? You doing all right?
Hey, yeah, man, I'm doing great. First of all, I appreciate all the kind words, man, because...
Oh, man, it's true, man.
They're reflecting right back onto you, to say the least, because going from Chicago to Wyoming and then coming to New York... You helped me with my transition, so I'll always be grateful for that, you know. And
wait,
continuing
say
on
that
to
again.
This day.
Wait, say that again. Put some more cheese on it again. Say that again. Let me hear what you said. Let me hear that again.
About you being about
boy?
You.
But how can a country boy out of Louisiana, out of Jonesboro, a small town, can do something like that? But go ahead, say it again now. Let me hear it again.
Well, the reason for that is, you know, you were already there, and, you know, you knew where to go, where not to go, you know, and being a great, you know, a great teammate and an even greater guy, you know, you put me on the right path. So, like I said, I'll forever be grateful for that. So, calling in.
Thank you, man.
Let me
Thank
call
you,
in. It says, Steve, we got the hottest blog talk radio show podcast. I said, wait a minute. I have to hurry up and call in. So I'm calling in.
Yeah, man. I'm glad, man. I'm glad you called in, man. And for you guys, what are you saying with that for is when Ryan came in, I'd already been up there, and he came in after I did. And when he got drafted and he came in, Ryan, he was real quiet. You know, Ryan, he was real quiet, but not he's quiet because he's from the city. Chicago. I'm a country boy. You know, country boys are—they're outgoing. They just jump in anywhere, and that's how we are. But and a lot of times, when a country boy, we're gullible. Okay, we're gullible. Being Ryan from the city, he watching and observing. Actually, he's quiet, but he has more experience than I do. But he's quiet. But he. I told him, I said, well, you know, we talked about where to go, where not to go, which part of the city over there, that's part of the city, because I had some guys that kind of took me under their wing when I first got to New York with the Jets, because coming from Louisiana, small town, and you throwing a kid in the middle of New York, that's a whole different ball game. But he's a great person, and I'm glad I was there. God put us in that situation to for us to get through. But I'm glad you called in, man. I want to talk to you about this. This topic. Do you believe your New Year's resolution goals should be minimum? And what do you think about that topic?
Well, as you know me for. So let's see, with this 2019 now, so a good 25 years. That's the golden anniversary, they say, I believe. Good 25 years now. And we've spent many New Years and talked about many New Years. And with me, you know me personally, I'm pretty much an easygoing guy. I've had goals on the football field in athletics, just like I do in life. But one thing that I do when I make any type of resolution, whether it's New Year's, whatever the case may be, I try not to put too many on my, you know, on my plate. And like you said, minimizing it, you know, keeping them to a minimum. For the simple fact that, you know, you can really and truly only concentrate on a few things and do them well, because you can easily spread yourself thin. And before you look up, a month or two have passed, and you don't even remember all your resolutions, you know. So that's why I personally don't get too caught up in it, because I'm my hardest critic. And I don't want to put too many expectations on my plate unnecessarily. Because another thing, too, about me, you know, that you know that I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of seven.
That's right.
I'm used to only eating what's on my plate, okay, because I couldn't waste anything. And it wasn't like I had a whole lot to eat. So, therefore, I'm not going to put a whole lot on my plate that I'm not going to even mess with, because it'll be a waste. So that's how I feel about minimizing the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, they find that too. Like you said, they had let me see the paperwork. It said that there was like 8% of Americans who make New Year's resolution, you know, actually meet their goals. you know, it's 8%. So you're looking at 8%, you look at what, 92%? That's not meeting their resolution. And they basically, like you said, it's a month. They strong for a month, but after that month, they fall to the wayside. And I was going to say, my opinion about the new year's resolution, why you should minimize it, because of fact, I was saying that the same thing you had said pretty much is that, matter of fact, I was saying, I don't know what I was saying. Hold on one second. I was saying that you should minimize it because of the fact that it's like a job. You know, you make a New Year's resolution, it can become a job. And then do you even have the time to even meet it? You know, it's like the resolution should be minimized because, for sure, you set them too high. Okay, like you said, and most of the resolutions that you're trying to achieve can be like a job, but this is the situation. We forget that so more not enough time in a day to reach them, and we're trying to put all it together, but we don't think about the time, place, location, and also too. We're talking about, I talked about earlier, the distractions, life distractions.
Oh.
You know, some distractions that you can't avoid. It's going to happen in life. So you're right. We should minimize each year your resolutions. So when you achieve that one, the end of the next year, you better achieve the next one. It's just time, like you said. Right. What was the saying all the time? Say, Rome wasn't built in a day. And it's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can eat it. Yeah, you can eat an elephant. But, I mean, you don't want to eat an elephant. I won't say that because people might think I'm eating an elephant. But you can eat a whole thing of food, but you can't eat it right now. But eventually, you have a grocery, go grocery shopping, you have your refrigerator filled up. But
right. You
want that refrigerator to last at least 2 weeks, at least, before you go back to the grocery store. I mean, that's just an average.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, yeah.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
yeah, because
that's the thing, like
one thing,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, an acronym that I always use ever since I've been in sales and athletics and everything like that is,
mm-hmm.
it is KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, we know the rest, stupid, okay? So basically,
mm-hmm.
I try to keep things as simple as possible, and then from there, be ready to adjust when adjustments are needed. But making everything difficult and too strenuous and spreading yourself too thin is never a good thing.
Mhm. 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 No, you're right. You're right, and that's the deal. You know, and we get caught up with it, and it's a situation. I talked about it too. I was saying earlier, the mindset. You have to be willing to change the mindset. You remember when we was playing? Because I had this written down. I was going to talk about it since you're on the phone, since you called in, and I'm glad again that you called in. But I was going to say, you remember from collegiate level, you could run a route, okay? Going to professional level, you may change a few things, not too much, but you worked on a few things because you wanted to stay polished. You wanted to stay, you know, you want to stay polished more or less. Because if this happened during the game, I can be able to run this route this way. If that happened, I can be able to release this direction. You know,
mm-hmm.
if the ball's on this, if I'm running the route and the ball is thrown this side of the defender, I can be able to go and catch mm-hmm. it on this side. You know, you worked on these
yeah.
things, but guess what? We always, at least 60% of the time, we always had somebody working with us. Because, you know, as a receiver,
mm-hmm.
two receivers can help each other, but we need somebody to play defense most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had a defensive back that kind of worked with us. But
mm-hmm.
in life, a lot of these resolutions that we're setting for ourselves, I think, too, I truly believe this. And, Ryan, I was looking earlier. I was a little bit under the weather the last 2 days. And I was looking, and I couldn't find anywhere in there where it was saying that. I did find. But is they're forgetting that a lot of these resolutions are not met because we don't reach out for help. As you go to the gym,
right. You
know, I'm just saying at the professional level we had help. So what you think about on the normal level? You know, I'm not saying we're trying to be professional, but on the normal level, a lot of times your resolution, you need help. You need help to achieve them. And you can't be afraid to say, I need help. And I think a lot of times, you know, you get a certain age, we feel like, oh, I got it. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you really, you can do it, but still, you can do it with help. And
yeah.
You'll find that we was going through from, like I say, from football, you do, and as
mm-hmm.
a receiver.
We had a receiver coach. You have your position coach, and then you know you also have your head coach. But your position coach is the one that's gonna keep you on top of your game for a few reasons. Because they're coach and that's their job. You know they have to keep their job, okay? And for you, because they know that their job is to make you look good as well. And just a lot of people are self-motivated, okay? And as athletes, you definitely have to be self-motivated because nobody going to make you go out there and do something, you know, if you don't want to do it. Well, you always have to be self-motivated, whether it's on the field or off the field, conditioning, learning your plays, watching film, whatever the case may be. But outside of athletics, you know, people need life coaches as well. You know, whatever, however you want to call it, whatever the definition of the person you want to call it, mentor,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and those people do the same things. They motivate you to handle, you know, your task, handle your goals, you know, handle your ambitions in life, you know. So that is definitely vital because most successful people have a life coach or a mentor or someone that they can go to or someone that keeps them focused, okay, versus just going around,
I figured out,
I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, we always have to have someone to hold us accountable, okay?
Wait. Say that again. Let the audience know what you just said. You said, again, that most successful people, they have what?
Yes.
You said they have
a life coach or a mentor. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Or someone, or someone that keeps
mm-hmm.
them on,
mm-hmm.
you know, on what they need to do, you know, that makes them great, you know, that makes them give the best of them to the world, to the universe. So
mm-hmm.
that's what you always need a coach for that.
Yeah. That's, you're right on track. So, so what you doing? Where you located? What you doing? You heard me talking about earlier, and when we get back on the show, I was talking about the situation with a lot of players. We'll make a topic. Once you come on the show, we'll talk about this athletes, and we need to talk about the sports. I haven't done a show about sports, but we need to talk about it, and we'll talk about a lot of players, how they passing away so early, and just people
mm-hmm.
in general. And
mm-hmm.
we can talk about that. And but I'm glad you called in for the New Year's resolution. We talked about, you know, the resolution and everything. I'm glad you called in. I mean, did you set any resolutions? You set anything for this year that you consider achieving, or are you just going with the flow to let the resolution come to you?
Absolutely. I have a few things that I need to work on because – one of my monikers that I believed in
mm-hmm.
and have always believed in, you're here. I mean, as long as you're here, you're supposed to better yourself.
That's true. But hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. A lot of people, They forget that. And they need to be a that need to be broadcasted every day. As long as you're here, you're supposed to better yourself. But
right.
In this day and time, you find people trying to see how bad they can be, how they go in the other direction.
Yeah.
Better yourself is not being bad, okay? I mean, they're not trying to get better. You know, then that's the problem with the world today. But go ahead. Sorry to cut you off. I just want you. That was a valuable point.
No, that's not a problem. And I was saying all that to say, you know, just touching on what you were asking about my resolutions or have I made any. And, you know, saying that all of that to say that we have to continue to get, you know, get better. So, therefore, we have different things that we need to work on each and every year. Mm-hmm. And it may be some of the things that we didn't get together the last year. So, you know, we still have to work on things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good thing. And I'm glad you're on track with it. Artis, I want you guys to know Ryan is he could still play football today. You know, he's keeping himself together, and it's good to see that as an athlete, because a lot of times, like I said, this is a whole nother show, but we're gonna get deep into the to the sports, and we'll get deep into the NFL arena. A lot of things that guys go through, especially back in the day, and I said that earlier, you can't make the what was it saying? You can't make the you can't make the club in the tub. Yeah, bro. Right.
Yes. Can't make the club in the tub.
Can't make the club in the tub. So I mean, you're going back, right? You went back with that. But seriously,
it's the truth.
It's true, but we'll talk about that, and like I say, I'm glad to see you doing well, your health and everything, and man, and you keeping moving, and I'm glad to see that. I'm glad you called in, and I love you to death, man.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for letting me come on to the show. That's a blessing in itself. So, and
absolutely.
I look. Like I say, when I initially called in, I heard this is the Hindish Blog Talk Radio. So, therefore, I would love another invitation and continue to come back.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. Called in, and hope all is well. And thank you so much. And let's touch base sometime this week for sure.
All the time, and I appreciate you. Have a good rest of the evening.
All right. Good night.
Thank
you. Audience, the almighty Ryan Yarbrough. That was good. Boy, I brought by some times right there. Let me get back on the show, because I feel like I was back in New York, okay, at 20-some years old. All right, wake up, 2019. Okay, so... These are some top 10 New Year's resolutions. It says exercise more, lose weight, get organized, learn a new skill or hobby, live life to the fullest, save more money, spend less money, okay, quit smoking, spend more time with family and friends. That's supposed to be the top 10. That's really, really good, actually. That's really, really good. Really good on that, like that for resolutions. And I said, in my opinion earlier, I was saying that you should minimize them, because the fact is we forget the time frame that we have to actually meet the resolutions that we have set for us to achieve them. You have to really, really consolidate what you're doing for us that. It's basically, like I said, if you don't watch it, some of the resolutions, it's almost going to be like another job, and a job that you don't have time to do. So minimize them, and don't feel so down that you can't achieve them.
you know, stay focused. You didn't achieve it this time. Guess what? I'm going to start on it at the end of the year, okay? And I try to achieve it, and I bring that into the next year, okay? At some point, we have to figure into time, place, location, schedule, and also we talked about and the distractions that may or may not occur, that things that we have no control of. So you have to, if one day you're not working out, or one day you get a chance to work on whatever particular craft that you may be working on, let's change that, move that around to another day, and start back on it, okay? This is also important. Most of us use the settings, use of setting resolutions. Like I said earlier, we talked about it. You need help. You need that type of training to achieve them, okay? For many years, we've been trying to achieve resolutions ourselves, but forgetting that we actually really most fortunate, most everything you could say how you want it, we need help to achieve them, okay? Sometimes you got to put your guard down and just be open and say, you know what, I need some help. I'm going to talk about this too. Okay, say this fitness situation, for example, fitness, okay? Because that was mentioned, it said top 10. We said top 10 of just exercise, okay? And we talked earlier about when Ryan called in, he talked about as of on the professional level, we had a weight coach, weight slash strength coach, we had the head coach, and we had a trainer, just in case if something broke down, and we had of all things, we had a position coach. That, and then you're getting video, coming to the facility and leaving the facility. So we forget that on a normal scale, you definitely do need help. Okay, and don't be afraid of it. Pick your help wisely. And make sure that help is helping you, that they focus on help, that they focus on helping you and not being distracted on anything else. Okay, for example, if you don't have the drive to get yourself on a daily routine for exercise, okay, and but you're supposed to be doing a daily routine. You said your goal set for a daily routine that you're going to work every day, or at least 5 days out the week. But you only go in 3 days out the week. But you want to achieve your New Year's resolution or achieve your goal. This is not the way. Versus having someone depending on you, push yourself, give you a weekly goal to remind you, is a whole different ball game. And that would be a person, trainer, and even if you're just, you know, starting out, have someone to push you to say, okay, we need to start now. Let's start, because 99% of us out there are not professionals. Okay, but like even Ryan said earlier, the most successful people in the world. That's in one sense successful. I mean, they're achieving their goals. They have trainers. They do. You also have to remember that your thought process really must change. Okay? You have to clear your mind. You have to erase your mind in certain ways and say, okay, I'm listening. I'm following you at this point. Okay? I'm going to follow you at this point to see where I need to be and see what my goal is at, to achieve my goals. Okay? And a lot of us, you know, the problem is we won't do that. We won't change our minds, but that's another failure of you're not achieving your resolutions. But with help, you can achieve them. Okay? And I talked about the football situation earlier about how when Ron was talking about how we did transfers that. I'm not saying that you have to be a professional. However, when achieving your resolution, you should really go about it in a professional way, because it's going to be like a job. It's going to be like work. Some financial pain or not, but you're still achieving your resolution that pays you all different ways. Okay? Don't forget that, man. It's very, very important. Very important. Very, 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 very important. Okay? Resolutions. We cannot do anything without God's help and grace to keep resolutions. Anything you're trying to achieve, you got to put some God in it. You got to put that God. It's like cooking. You better have some spice. That's the spice. That's going to keep it going. Okay, it's more than cooking, but it's, you got to have it, okay? Our resolutions may be physical, financial, social. Physical, exercise, loss, financial, save or spend less money, okay? Social, spend more time with family, et cetera, okay? Make spiritual resolutions, too. Don't forget about that. You make spiritual resolutions. Okay? Glorify God in all. In all ways you think, say, or do. Okay? Pray more. Pray. This is my thing. I tell people this. I tell people, I say, listen, I'm not no minister. I don't go out there going to church every day playing. I'm not going to be playing with God, you know, instead of a minister. I'm not going to do that. But I do know I'm going to get on my knees and pray and try to do the best I can to keep myself right. But I do know this also. I will tell you this. If you don't go to church, it's good to go, because you got to wash that dirt off of you. Your mind be traveling all different ways. No one's perfect. No one. You can't forget that, okay? They need to go get that dirt off of, because that dirt is on you. Trust me. Our resolutions are for usually for 1 year, 2019. Okay, so we have a resolution set for 1 year. So we have. Now, God's understanding are not for 1 year only, but He makes eternal commitments. I'm going to say it again. Our resolutions are set for 1 year. That's 2019. That's what we have set forth in our heads, in our mind. However, God's understandings are not for 1 year, but He makes eternal commitments. Remember, as we set goals and try to stay committed to accomplishing them, God is always committed to us. Okay? It says if you take one step, He'll take two. He might skip and take three. But you got to make that step. A little prayer in it, what you're doing, on your achieving your goals. When you make that step, you're doing the right thing. You might skip and get three or four steps out of it to get you going in the right direction. It's not no might, He will. Put that prayer on it. It's very, 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 very important. You have to do these things. And I would like to say is this. When we, as people, we have our mindset set forth on our resolutions. A lot of times, like I say, they said 8% of us achieve them. If you start your resolution, guess what? If you fall short of it, write it down. Put it somewhere in your bedroom. Put it on the refrigerator. Also, put the refrigerator. Put it in your bedroom. Put it somewhere where you have to notice it. Put it on your backpack, some type of binder. So push it off to another month so you pick it back up. Just don't quit the resolution.
Just don't quit all of it. Just don't quit. You just can't keep on quitting. Okay? It's not about quitting. So if your resolution, you fall short of it, pick it back up. But make sure you're going to start it that next month or two. You're going to, it's mandatory. You have to start it. Okay? So make sure you pick it back up. Just don't accept, I'm going to be in last place. Okay? So if you, when you're in last place, there's a whole bunch of people that are down in last place with you. So you might as well move forward. When you get to the bottom, you can't help but come up. Don't forget those things. Don't forget that. I'm about to wrap the show up. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad that it was an honor that Ryan called in. And that really, really, that was awesome. Because a lot of times when you go as a professional sport and you're away from home, it's a whole different ball game than being pampered at college. A whole different ball game when you're out there by yourself. And you're making the type of money that was, you know, we're making a lot of money. And you're having your hands and it's just, you're in control at the time. But you also, too, you have to be in your best behavior. And you don't know, it's just many days I was on my knees praying. And I had, and many days I had people from my hometown, my family, and everybody praying for me. And just that made a difference. And I'm glad I was able to help Ryan all I could help him and just give him direction. And we have to do that in life. That's what we're here for. We're not here to bring people down. We're here to give direction. Remember, if you skip a day of your resolution, you fall short. God never skips a day on you. Okay? He never skips a day. I'll say it again. Even if you skip a day of your New Year's resolution or fall short of it, God never skips a day on you. So don't feel like a failure if you don't meet your resolution. But keep a minimum. Don't put a whole bunch of food on the plate that you know you can't eat. Ryan had mentioned it earlier. Don't do that. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And just keep staying positive. And best of luck on you guys' new year. And I pray that you all achieve them, whatever your New Year's resolution may be. That's between you and God. And if you're not a believer, it's between you and wherever you go. Pray that you all achieve them. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, best of luck, 2019. Hope you enjoyed the show. Good night.